Watch, illegal aliens celebrate New Jersey giving them driver's licenses. By John Binder on December 17, 2019. Illegal aliens in New Jersey celebrated and cheered this week after obtaining the right to a driver's license following the passage of a law that will be signed by Governor Phil Murphy, D. On Monday, following a statewide initiative by the Open Borders Lobby, the New Jersey State House and State Senate passed a bill that will allow illegal aliens living in the sanctuary state to obtain driver's licenses, similar to that of the laws in California and New York. After the legislation's passage, illegal aliens chanted "Si se puede," which translates to "Yes, we can," and posted hashtags online such as hashtag licenses for all. There are roughly 500,000 illegal aliens living in the state of New Jersey, and nearly 340,000 of those illegal aliens will be eligible for driver's licenses within the next 3 years following Murphy's signing of the law. As part of their effort to obtain driver's licenses, illegal aliens marched across the state capitol with signs reading "Driver's Licenses Now" and "Driving Without Fear." Despite the Open Borders Lobby's efforts in recent years to secure driver's licenses for illegal aliens, the majority of Americans, across racial and voter demographics, are opposed to the policy, the latest Harvard/Harris poll finds, as Breitbart News reported. Overall, 72% of all U.S. voters said they oppose allowing illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses, including 74% of swing voters, 85% of GOP voters, and 73% of self-described moderates. Even Democrat voters, by a majority of almost 60%, said illegal aliens should not be allowed to obtain driver's licenses. About 2 in 3 Black Americans said they oppose giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens, as well as 76% of white Americans. Though supporting driver's licenses for illegal aliens by a larger margin, the majority of Hispanic Americans, 57%, said they oppose such a policy. In California, where illegal aliens have been allowed to obtain driver's licenses since 2015, voter fraud has become common across the state. Last year, the state's Department of Motor Vehicles admitted that it had registered 1,500 non-eligible voters, including non-citizens, over the course of just 6 months. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.